Hello everyone, hello beautiful one. May God bless every one of you that is tuning in right now. May God bless every one of you that is watching right now. Please, I want to get something out. Based on the calls I've been receiving, a lot of people keep telling me, my boyfriend, I'm worried about my boyfriend, I'm worried about what he's doing, pray for me, my boyfriend is breaking my heart. Please, it's your boyfriend. It's your boyfriend and not your husband. It's your boyfriend. It's a boyfriend. So let me tell you, you have to be able to pray to find out who is supposed to be in your life. It's not everyone that's supposed to be in your life. And I will always tell you that for you to be in a relationship, always pray that God gives you someone that fears God. Let me tell you, it's very, very important you pray that God gives you someone that fears God. And it's very, very important you marry someone that God has ordained for you. It is very, very important. The reason why you see yourself loving your boyfriend more than even God. See, when you love your boyfriend more than God and you give more attention to your boyfriend than you give to God, your boyfriend becomes an idol. And the Bible makes us understand that whoever worships an idol, a curse is being placed on that person. So if your boyfriend becomes an idol to you and you worship your boyfriend, come, you come, cook, you cook, run, you run, jump, you jump. And when God say, come to church, you don't come to church. Some of your boyfriend will say, stay at home now, cook rice for me, babe. I don't want you to go to church today. I just want to hold you. You are dumb. You move all your clothes. You stay because you are showing love. You leave God. Be wise. Be wise. You might not know the consequence of what you're doing now, but eventually, at the long run, when things become difficult for your life, for you to move in life, you start remembering all the stupid things you did when you were young. And do not say you're not one, because God has used me as evangelist. Might have been okay to pass this message to you. Learn it, know it, understand it. Very, very, very important. This is far the most important thing you need to learn. This is far the most important thing you need to learn. Very, very important. It's your boyfriend. And if a boy say that that for you guys to stay, that you have to have sex in a relationship, say no. Love does, sex does not prove relationship. Fornication is fornication, not even sex. Fornication does not prove relationship. If the guy loves you, he should love you for who you are. I understand the fear of most guys, and I understand the psychology you have that if my girlfriend is not, if the girl I'm gonna marry is not good in bed, I won't get married to her. Who told you? Anybody can be good in bed if they want to be good in bed. I like to call it as it is. Stop those mentality. And ladies, don't let people to trick you into those things. Don't let people to trick you into those behavior. That that if you love him, you have to sleep with him. See, let me tell you, you don't know how many people he has slept with. Let me tell you, if a guy has 10 demons and sleep with a girl that has 10 demons, automatically the guy has 20 demons and that girl has 20 demons. See, whenever you have sex with someone, something is being exchanged. Demons are transferred. Demons are transferred through sex. HIV is a demon. Diseases are demons, in case you don't know. Diseases are demon. You contact HIV, you contact STD, these are demons. The reason why they call it HIV is because it's the demon that they have discovered that the name is HIV. In the spiritual realm, it is not called HIV. It has its own spiritual name. But the doctors call it HIV because of what it does to the body, to the system. When you have sex with someone that is a demon, and HIV is not just one demon, it's legion of demons in one body. Mazunda kabusha kabendere bunda revande uskarabusha kabendereva mazanda gebusha kabenderebo uskarabendereva makabunda rebusha kabendereva revanderebo uskarabekerebusha kabenderebunda mazunda gabusha kabendereva rekabondareva uskarabendereva zerebo shakabunda revande mazanda gabusha kabenderebo rekabondareva mazanderebo uskarabusha kabenderebunda zunda gabusha kabendereva mazenderebundareva uskabenderebo. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. What am I trying to tell you? It's important you understand this. Do not let it. They will tell you that if you don't sleep with me, I'm not gonna marry. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. If it's possible, have a contract with the guy that if we're gonna be in this relationship, no sex. No, it helps the guy to understand God, and it helps you to understand God. And whatever relationship you are, practice to pray together. Pray together with the person you call. If the boy says they love you, you guys should afford to pray together. Pray together. Pray together. Hold hands and pray. And one of the major prayers should be, Father, if this relationship is from you, then let it hold, let it work. But if this relationship is not from you, disconnect us, let us hate each other, separate us from each other. If this relationship is not from you, one of the best prayer, I pray that, I always pray that prayer. If my relationship is not from God, Father, disconnect me, make me hate the person. Let there be confusion, let there be misunderstanding, separate us. So I was not to separate and hate each other, but just separate us and connect me to the right person. Connect me to who you have destined for me. It is not easy to marry. For you to marry, you have to find someone that you trust, someone that can trust you. And if at a young age, your man is having issue with trusting you, saying that you're having sex with someone and that you're not having sex with him, how will it be when you guys get married? I'm still going to come back to married men and flex up and down. I'll still come back and do a video about it. I'm not yet married, but I have the knowledge to pass. Let me tell you, age, whether I'm married, I know it's better to talk by experience, but I'm going to talk based on the experience in the Bible to those people that are married, that are sleeping up and down. I will explain to them the cause that they partake in themselves and bring it to their wife, and bring it to their family, and bring it to their children. Some of these causes pass from our fathers, our mothers, and pass through us. We don't know anything about these causes, but you have something to do about it. You see, you spend all your time clubbing, club. Every time you club, you put video of you twerking. I used to love twerking videos. I like to be honest. My mentor, Prophet Java, is always honest. I love it. And that's why I so much like him. I always follow him up. I like to be honest. I used to love twerk videos. Like, I love watching it. Until I find out from twerk video, you start thinking of masturbation. You start thinking of lust. You start thinking of fornication. I said, hey, I blocked it. One of my favorite twerk lady. What is her name again? I forgot her name. I have to block her on Instagram. Hey, I block everybody. If I just see video of you twerking, I block you one way. I like to be very, very honest. That is life. You have to be honest in life. I have to be honest to you to learn from. So when I'm telling you something, I know what I've experienced. And I believe I'm in the right position to explain to you based on the experience and how I break out of it. Jesus Christ broke me out of all this. And first of all, it has to do with my self-control and willingness to break out of it. And God will assist you. You have to be willing to stop all this, and God will help you stop it. Ladies, any man that says that you can't have sex, that if he doesn't have sex with you, the relationship will not work, let him go. He's handsomeness. Though you don't even need the handsomeness. He might be handsome today, tomorrow you can have a cousin and you'll be ugly. I'm telling you the fact. All those things doesn't matter. You need to look at the inward appearance of any man. A man that wastes up every Sunday and doesn't go to church, break up with that man. He wants to give you burden. That is the reason why our mothers go marry our fathers. And every time our mothers are always praying, our fathers are not even praying. Our mothers will be praying for the father. You'll be praying for the father family, for the husband family, praying for you that you're misbehaving in school, praying for her own family. Praying for God to bless the husband. Waiting. Help her carry the cross. Tell the man, tell the bros, see, I love you so much and I'm so much into you. But see, if we can't pray together and you can't be going to church, I'm going to leave this relationship. If every single girl has the same mentality, all the boys will start repenting. And when the boys start repenting, miracles will start happening. And people will start understanding the work of God in their life. Ladies, you have the power to tame a man into a strong believer. And the same thing goes to men. Men, forget all these girls that are always dressed lustful. Forget it. Stop thinking with your manhood and start thinking with your head. And look everything into the spiritual aspect. See, no matter how beautiful a girl is, pray. I'm not saying that God cannot give you a beautiful girl. Oh my God. Look at all these pastors. Look at their wife. They're very beautiful. See, when you pray, God will give you the right woman for you. Most ladies are being possessed by the wig they put on. The wig you put on can possess you because you don't know who put it on. Let me tell you one thing. If I'm wearing this clothes, automatically, if the anointing and presence of the Lord comes upon me as I'm wearing this clothes, this clothes becomes anointed. That is why you see men of God, they can remove their suit and give you and you fall under anointing. They can hold handkerchief and throw it and you catch it, you fall under anointing. Whatever they hold, that is why Elisha took the cloak of Elijah and he received the power to divide the water. He parted water like the river, the sea parted and he crossed over because of the cloak. That was why Peter has to use handkerchief to do miracles. So whoever that put on that wig, if there's a demon in that place, that demon is possessed in that wig. And if you put on, that same demon will transfer to you. Be very conscious of what you put on. It matters. What you collect from people, the gift you receive matters. The perfume you spray matters. There's a certain perfume you spray. Whenever you spray, you find people are always attracted to you. People want to kiss your neck. They want to hold you. They feel like eating you. It is demonic. Understand it. Understand it. Pray over all your clothes. Pray over everything. You have to learn. God is opening our eyes to all these things, and because God wants you to learn. You're waiting for God to appear and speak to you. God is speaking to you through His Son, Emmanuel, Evangelist Emmanuel. Okay, God is speaking to you. Learn from this. Learn from so many men of God that are teaching words. See, I learned from everything. Yesterday, I was with Chizu, my niece's brother. His name is Chooks. Help me. Chooks Michael. We were talking. I learned so much from him. So much. He's not a pastor, but I learned so much. He has deep knowledge about understanding. There was a Bible he gave me that I took from my, he transferred to me on my phone. He said you can't get it on Play Store. So he just sent it to me. I read, the Bible is super sweet to read. Like this Bible, as you're reading it, it's translating to different translations. Like as you're reading, you're seeing different translations of the Bible. You can choose whatever. And it makes it simpler for you to understand the depth knowledge. And God bless him for this. And what happened at the end of the day, I was able to transfer some deep knowledge videos to him. And before he now understood, I'm an evangelist. Was like, an evangelist, you keep what? You see, we learn from each other. Nothing is a coincidence. God spoke to him. God spoke to me through him. And God is speaking to you through me. You have to learn. Nothing is ever a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that you stumbled upon this page. It's not a coincidence that you're following this page. It's not a coincidence that you're receiving healing. It's not a coincidence that you're watching this video. It's not a coincidence that you're watching this video up to this video. There's some people that watch this video and after 5 minutes they're off. There's a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that you are watching it now. Nothing is a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. When you are ready, there's some videos that I was watching. I stopped watching halfway. After 2 weeks, I go back to that video. That video solved a solution that I was passing through for that week. I didn't even watch the video to the end. I would have not passed through that same problem. Whatever you start, finish it to the end. If you want to serve God, serve it to the end. If you are lustful and you want to fund, you want to have sex, you have the urge, you can't go and marry. And when you marry, you still need deliverance, or else you still be lusting and fornicating elsewhere. It's important. May God bless this word in our heart in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. May God save you and may God open your eyes of understanding. No matter how beautiful, no matter how handsome a guy is, flee from sexual immorality. It is not going to be easy, but you can do it. You can be doing it. You can do it. You can do it. Avoid it. And God will bless you. I pray that God gives you the grace to overcome sexual immoralities. I pray that God gives you the grace to be able to walk boldness and confront people and tell them the truth. And it's always most very important. The Spirit of God is telling me about deliverance. It's always important. If you are dating somebody, go for deliverance and go for checkup. First of all, go for checkup. Find out if he is AA or AS. It's important, number one. Secondly, go for deliverance in a good church, not false prophets and false teachers. I'll be doing a video about false prophets, false teachers. Go for deliverance. Two of you should go and let the man of God pray for you. God should be in every single relationship. Every single relationship. If he doesn't want it to work out, he's demonic. He's possessed by a demon. I'm not hiding mouth. Tell the person that evangelist, man, okay, said, I'm always saying the truth. If you don't see the truth, I say hurts people. People say, yeah. Evangelist, yeah. Your truth is very, very painful. When you tell people, you feel like you are insulting their heart. You feel like you are stabbing them. Yes, so I am a youth. I know what I passed through, and I know the benefit of serving God. I'm still learning God. I'm still trying to understand His works, His purpose for my life. But I know the benefits of serving God, and I know how powerful God is, and I know what plan that He's having for you. If you read the Bible, you understand what God planned. God loves you so much that you can't even imagine. May God bless this word in our heart in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you. Please share this video, spread the word, spread the gospel, share this video. I want this video to have over 500 shares. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. All you have to do is just watch and share. What is there? Does it stop you from anything? Share. Your friend watch. Ask your friends to share. It's simple. You're not promoting me. I don't need your promotion. God has made me what I am. God has given me everything I need. I lack nothing. God has provided for me. And that same God will provide for you, and you will lack nothing in Jesus' name. Amen. Spread the word and let people know. You are blessed. And remember to like our page. Like our page. It's easy. It's free. Subscribe on our YouTube page. It's free. You're not paying any money. All you have to do is just click on the subscribe button. Fine. If you're on Facebook and you want to subscribe, it's very, very easy. Like this video. Click above my name, Evangelist Emmanuel Okeke. Click on it. When it's open you to a page, you see where there is like the page. And whenever anything is coming new, you will get it first. If you want to get it first, go to the option button, click on the option button, click on scroll down to see first, click see first, and you watch this video. Get this video, have it on your phone, have it everywhere, and spread the word. Take the part of this video that you love the most, put it on Instagram, let people learn. Thank you, and God bless you in Jesus' name. I'm seeing, as I was teaching this, I'm seeing someone having a back pain. I don't know why. Back pain seems to be the most important word people pass through a lot, back pains. I pray for you right now. Kai, the back pain. Ah, yeah. You see, I'm here. It's not back, just here. In the middle here. I pray for you. That back pain is leaving you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It is gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I am not a healer. Jesus Christ is the healer. As you believe, so shall it be. You are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Pains in your neck leave you right now. Shake your head. Move your head. As you're moving, the Holy Spirit is taking control. Be healed in the name of Jesus. It's hurting you. Don't worry. Keep going. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes, you can see it now. You are healed. Jesus, you are healed. Jesus, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever part of the body that is paining you, lay your hand upon that part and stretch yourself. As you're stretching yourself, the Holy Spirit is coming inside of you and restoring you. He's healing you. Do what I am doing. And the power of the Holy Ghost is working inside of you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are healed in Jesus' name. Remain blessed. Amen.